Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we like to have inspiring people, so we regularly like to talk to Cornell Thomas. He is fantastic. Hello, Cornell.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. It's great to have you on. Cornell is the author of The Power of Positivity, Controlling Where the Ball Bounces. And Cornell, I always enjoy seeing your pictures on Facebook of where you've been speaking and the big crowds that come to see you and all the great motivational work and your work as a coach with kids. And it's just fantastic. Let's talk a little bit today about fear and how people can let fear interfere with them pursuing their dreams.
Well, see, that's the one thing that when I go out and speak, I try to talk about often. And I think that there's so many of us that have this dream inside of us or have this passion inside of us. And it's just this fear that just stops us from pursuing it. And I think most of the time it's our own fault. Like, we look at it and we're like, oh, man, you know, I can't do this. Or I think because what we do is we put our goals so low that anytime something really high comes there, we're like, oh, there's no way we can do it. But I tell people, every day you witness, you turn on the TV, you know, look at the news, whatever, you witness people doing amazing things. So if they can do it, why not you? So it's just getting rid of that feeling that we put on ourselves and saying, okay, well, I can only go to a certain point. Like for me, my life personally, I don't have a ceiling. You know, anything that I want to accomplish that even if it's, you know, might sound out of reach to some people, it doesn't seem out of reach to me. So I just take away that ceiling and I just go for, you know, whatever I put my mind to.
Cornell, do you do anything specifically like write your fears down, do any type of emotional work around them, or do you just plow through them? Tell us a little bit about your journey. I mean, I'm happy to share mine afterwards, but I'd love to hear kind of how you plow through those fears.
You know, see, I don't write my fears down because to me that's negative. You know, so I don't write down any fears. Personally, I don't have any fears right now. Like, there's nothing I'm afraid to do because I look at fear as a lesson. So even if I'm say afraid of, I don't know, speaking in front of people, I'm afraid of whatever. If I go out there and speak in front of people, that's a lesson that I learned. Even if I go out there and bomb and I can't say a word, it's a lesson. So there's really no fears for me. I just write down my goals. Like, I write down positive things. I write down, okay, well, I'm going to be on the Ellen show. I'm going to speak to Ellen. You know, I'm going to give a TED talk. And for some people, that might be scary. Like, oh my gosh, you're going to go speak on TED? You know, how many brilliant speakers they've had, or, you know, no one gets on Ellen, blah, 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 blah. And for me, it's just not a fear. I just write down my goals. So keep it really positive. I write down things that I want to accomplish, no matter how far-fetched to other people it seems, and then I just try to go after them.
You know, it's funny that you say that about TED Talk. That is one of my goals for me as well. And I've wanted to do it for many, many, many years. And public speaking is actually one of my favorite things to do. So it is not one of my fears. But one of my fears, funny enough, when I first started doing Naturally Savvy, I was petrified of doing television media and even radio interviews, Lisa, if you want to, you know, go into any type of media. And Randy, my business partner, she would come with me in the beginning, and this is going back probably 5-6 years ago, and we had an interview in San Francisco and in the Bay Area, and it was on NBC, and it was our first interview ever, and we're there and Randy's next to me, I'm in the middle between, you know, the host and then me and then Randy, and the woman kept asking questions and she would look at me, and I was so petrified, Cornell and Lisa, that I would look at Randy to answer the question. And this was my first interview, and it was hilarious, because here she is, this poor woman who's interviewing the two of us. I'd never done TV media ever in my life. I was paralyzed by fear. And Randy was a pro. Thank God she was such a pro and a champ, and she was amazing. And after that day, I said to myself, that's it. No more. Because if I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to plow through this fear. And I came home literally from the Bay Area. And then next week, I booked myself for media in New York. I got on TV in New York, and I went by myself. I didn't want Randy as my crutch. And I went by myself, and I did a ton more interviews. And you know what? 6 years later, I love TV media. Listen, I'm a radio host. Lisa, I mean, you know, this is your...
And you're great at it. And the TV, too.
You know? So it's really fun. So I'm with you, Cornell. Like, fear can paralyze us, but, you know, plowing through it, I think, is the key.
Well, they say paralysis by analysis. You know, we overthink everything that we do. So whenever we put our goals really high, we overthink it, and we think of all the bad things that can happen instead of thinking all the good things that can happen. You know, you just got to imagine, like, you're going to jump on a plane. Once you jump, there's no getting back in, you know. So, like, what you did is you just threw yourself, you know, to it, right? You just said, okay, well, you know, I'm just going to do this, and I don't care what happens. I'm just going to go. So you just jumped up that plane. I think that's a great approach to just say, Geronimo, just jump. And whatever happens, happens, you know, but don't put all these negative outcomes in your head before it even happens. Just see what happens.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I agree. By the way, Cornell, if you end up on Ellen, I you've got to bring me with you. I'm such a fan.
You know you're already going. Come on. That is even a question.
Oh, come
you
on.
You guys are already going to be there.
Yeah. Oh, man, that is a dream of mine. You know, it can be daunting, though, at times where it might not be fear stopping you as much as just practicalities. Who do I contact?
Yeah.
How do I get through? There's so many people trying to get on Ellen, like you were saying. It doesn't mean you should give up, but you've got to have a plan, right? Because if you have these lofty goals and things you want to do, you have to have some sort of way to do it rather than just, I want to be on Ellen and then don't take any steps. It's not going to happen.
Exactly.
So give us some of your steps that you take to make these big things happen.
Well, what you said, I hope people are writing down because it's so, so true. I think, and this is, you know, when I spoke in Vegas a couple months ago, I was saying how when The Secret first came out, the book The Secret, people thought that they can just sit in their room and manifest things and it would just automatically come to them. You know, like, oh, I want to be a millionaire. Someone's going to knock on the door and say, here's $2 million. You know, you have to actually put the work in. You know, it's not going to happen that way. It's not that easy.
Yeah.
So I think back in the days, they would say, oh, you're like six people away from blah, blah. Now you're only one tweet away or one, like, Instagram picture away or one LinkedIn message away. You know, so people are so much more accessible than they were. So in terms of putting the work, like, you know, I went and spoke to some kids a couple of weeks ago, and I said, look, guys, I said, just last year, the only people I've ever spoken in front of were basketball shorts. We're at basketball camps. You know, now I'm speaking in front of doctors and all these other people just because I'm putting myself out there and putting the work in. You know, I'm actually going, you know, I'm tweeting at people that are already successful in my profession. You know, you go on LinkedIn, you try to find people that are looking for motivational speakers. You know, so you have to actually do the footwork. And then once you do the footwork and that opportunity comes up, then you have to have the courage, like Dre's saying, you have to have the courage to go out there and do it. You know, so I think...
And for those of you listening, Dre is me, Andrea.
Yeah.
What was my name again? Tea Time or something, Cornell? What did you say?
It's Tea Time.
Tea Time.
You forgot already. I can't give it to you if you're free to think. Come on now.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
But I think it's a combination of work ethic and just, you know, not being fearless, because I think people look at, oh, I'm going to be fearless. Man, fear is a good thing. Fear motivates me. I mean, in terms of, I don't have fear like, oh, well, I'm sitting there and, you know, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm about like that little, you know, knot you get in your stomach. You know, that's, you can look at it as fear. I look at it as excitement. Like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to do this. I'm going to go speak. I mean, I spoke in front of a bunch of like 100 fifth grade kids, you know, for the drug awareness program. And I always have that knot. If I don't have that knot, then I'm not excited. You know, I shouldn't be there. I'm not passionate about what I'm doing. You know, so I think it's a combination of just work ethic and then just going out and doing it and saying Geronimo and not worrying about the outcome.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you, Cornell. And I think that for those of you who are listening, unfortunately we're out of time today, but for those of you who are listening, if there's anything that you do fear, I mean, you heard it from Cornell, you heard it from me, who, you know, my experiences with the media, just go out, just do it, face your fear. And, you know, and there are great things. Lisa, we're going to be interviewing Jessica Ortner from The Tapping Solution and, you know, EFT. Yeah. There are certain things that we are very big fans of here at Naturally Savvy Radio that you can use, like emotional freedom technique, to do some emotional work around the fears as well. Anyways, but Cornell, thank you. Love having you on the show
as
always.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you
so much. To learn more about Cornell, you can visit his website at powerofpositivity.net. And you can also follow him on Twitter at Cornell Thomas. And you can see his amazing pictures, like Lisa referred to earlier. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.